This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
And toll free. You can join us on the radio waves here on this live Sunday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
Last night on the show, we toured, I guess it was in the last hour, we started a story about Willie Nelson and the words that of wisdom that he has for Jeff Sessions, who is the Attorney General under Donald Trump. An attorney general who has been trying to ramp up the war on drugs, has called into question what the federal government's policy is going to be from here on out, specifically with regard to the war on cannabis, which had been sort of slowly kind of pulling back. They've been pulling away from it, given that there are all these states that have medicinal cannabis. What is it, over half of them, I believe, have medicinal programs at this point. And now, I believe, 8 states plus D.C. are legal to possess and to smoke cannabis. So, you know, they were supposed to be kind of rolling things back. And then this Sessions guy gets in and he starts talking tough about marijuana again. And Willie Nelson had some words for him. PersonalLiberty.com had the story originally over at Rolling Stone. It was an interview with Rolling Stone. And Nelson had said, so we started this, we never even really got into Nelson's quote because we just, you know, got distracted. Anyway, Sessions would probably realize he's exaggerating when Sessions has claimed that marijuana is, quote, only slightly less awful, unquote, than heroin if he'd actually tried both drugs. 84-year-old country outlaw said, Nelson said this, quote, I wonder if he's tried both of them. I don't think you can really make a statement like that unless you tried it all. So I'd like to suggest to Jeff to try it and then let me know later if he thinks that he's still telling the truth.
Well, I have smoked the marijuana, and yeah. I have taken an oxycodone one time. I had a ruptured eardrum.
Yeah, what was the milligrams on that?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I can tell you, I was pretty messed up.
So maybe it was like a 20 or something?
I don't
like
know.
That.
I don't know.
Like how messed up? Like motor functions were pretty messed up kind of thing? Like,
I certainly shouldn't have been, shouldn't have been driving. Yeah. I was not driving. I'm just saying I should not have been driving. You know, the opiates tend to react that way for me. And I would say that, you know, it's possible to get really, 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 really high, but it...
On the oxy?
No, on the on marijuana. So you can be sort of highly affected by it, but yeah. I guess just all the stories I've read as far as heroin goes, heroin's just a much bigger life destroyer than marijuana is.
Here on Mondays on New Hampshire Public Radio, I think they have a weekly tradition of having the governor on, and I just happened to be listening to it the other day, and he said that the consensus was that marijuana was a gateway drug for heroin, and that was just one of many disheartening things that I heard him say.
But yet he said he's going to sign decriminalization.
Yes. That's right.
That's a strange dichotomy to have, right? On one hand, to still have this false belief that marijuana is a gateway drug. The government's own Institute of Medicine study from, I believe it was the year 1999, disproved that claim that they've been, you know, and they still keep claiming it over and over again, I mean, ad infinitum, that it's a gateway. What they found was that if there's any kind of a gateway effect, that it's because of prohibition, because people who go to buy marijuana are having to go through the black market, or, you know, traditionally have gone through the black market for that. And a black market dealer of marijuana is much more likely to have other things for sale. And because they are then in close proximity, easily able to sell and purchase these things, they're more likely to use something like heroin simply because it's close by, simply because it's being offered.
And also there's a general tendency to, in a black market, to go after the very potent concentrated things that are easier to transport
and more perhaps more profitable. I'm not sure what the profit margins are on heroin, but you know, if nobody was making money, they wouldn't be doing it, or they wouldn't be selling it.
I was very disheartened to hear Jeff Sessions when that first story first broke about how they were going to start enforcing mandatory minimums, basically prosecuting these drug laws to the fullest extent. And President Trump was supposed to come in and shake things up, but it seems like his whole staff is fighting the battles of the early 90s. Like, nothing's been learned.
Absolutely not. Although, didn't we see a headline about Congress not, I guess, giving the DEA or ONDCP or whoever, one of those anti-drug groups in the government, not funding marijuana or medical marijuana enforcement? Like, I feel like I saw a headline about that, but maybe you've been following it more closely. You're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Personally, I'm not concerned about it. I think that, you know, we've finally crossed the threshold on this issue of being able to, you know, we're not turning back. It's not likely that the federal government is going to be able to put this genie back in the bottle, so to speak, where you've got, you know, eight states that have completely legalized cannabis for the most part, with some restrictions, but, you know, taxes and regulation and all that, but legal to possess and smoke it. You've got the dozens of states where it's legal for medicinal. I just don't see it being a fiscal, you know, viable thing for them to do, not only in the, you know, what the public will think about it, but to just be able to go in there with jackbooted thugs and to somehow stop this business, this multi-billion dollar business or whatever. You know, it's outpaced alcohol in Colorado as far as the tax revenue
yep.
is concerned in just a matter of, what, 3 years or something like that?
A lot of people visiting.
And you know, that's tapered off to some extent now, Mark, because there are other states that they can visit that have cannabis, but it's still doing very, very well.
They really got the business of marijuana tourism down there in Colorado, it
sure.
seems like.
No, yeah, they definitely do. I'm optimistic about this, even with whatever tough talk is coming out of Jeff Sessions. I think that at the very least, cannabis is on a trajectory finally to gain more states that have it in legal status. And the longer they leave their hands off, then the more safe other states are going to feel about making that flip. And so who knows what the next couple of years are going to hold as far as that goes. But let me get back into Willie Nelson here. He is, of course, a longtime marijuana advocate, says personalliberty.com, who has had his share of run-ins with law enforcement officials over his personal drug use. But the singer says his use of cannabis over the years has played part in his longevity, helping him kick habits with more deleterious health effects. He told The Cannabist last year, quote, "It's medicine, and it's already been proven to be medicine. End of story." He said, "I had emphysema and had all kinds of different health problems caused by drinking and smoking, so I decided I wasn't getting high from smoking cigarettes, and I had a pack of Chesterfields, so I took them all out, threw them away, rolled up 20 big fat numbers, stuck them into the Chesterfield pack, and I haven't smoked a cigarette since, and that's been 30, 40 years ago." So that's pretty impressive. And of course, a lot of people have used marijuana to help them with very serious drug habits. We were talking about heroin. It's not an uncommon story for opiate addicts to use what some call the marijuana maintenance program, where they will use cannabis as a way to wean themselves off or quit heroin, essentially. And I think you generally have to wean yourself off that or you'll have some pretty serious withdrawals. But they'll use marijuana and, you know, getting high factor from that to supplant getting high off of a much more dangerous chemical, which is heroin. And I know people who've done that. I know people who've had success with stopping an opiate addiction because of marijuana. That's what they credit it to.
Yeah, I've heard the same. You know, it's what they would call it in the drug treatment counselor business is just essentially transferring your addiction to something else.
Right. If you're going to have an addiction, it might as well be something more safe.
Right. I mean, one thing that we can see is that humans, and it's not limited to humans, but humans seem to like to alter their consciousness. There are other animals that like to do it too, but, you know, I mean, if you start with that, then, well, let's try the things that are least harmful, I suppose.
Did you ever see the video of the monkeys stealing people's drinks on the beach in some island nation? I forget where that was, but it's hilarious. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More from Willie Nelson here if we get a chance. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Coming up, we got economics in one lesson as we slowly churn through the chapters of this book. We are on chapter, was it 16? Chapter 16. That's right. And it's about more on price controls. Johnny Ray, Mark, and I have been going through chapter by chapter in this free book that anybody can download online, written by Henry Hazlitt. It's called Economics in One Lesson. So feel free to look for that. We'll talk about that a little bit more.
Third chapter in the same theme.
Yes. Well, there's an overall kind of theme that's just sort of stretches throughout the book, but we'll get into that here in a little bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
So healthcare is in the news. It's all over the place, and it's certainly worth talking about because, well, it's costing so much these days. And the service you get isn't that great. But there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. They'll give you things like a proactive health assessment daily if you want to get it. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors, a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want to give it to. You can check them out right now, healthexcellenceselect.com. I think you'll like the price. They have single, couples, and family plans, and the family plans as little as $600 a month. So any kind of doctor, too, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you'll love the service and the price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Again, it's healthexcellenceselect.com.
All right, let's go. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. Then a little bit more from Willie Nelson. He's got some words of advice for Jeff Sessions, and I pulled up the full interview from Rolling Stone. There's a couple other kind of fun comments that he has here. We'll get into that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Stefan on the line in Ohio on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind?
I'd like to discuss gun rights a little bit.
All right.
I've had some libertarians speak to me and say, for example, like owning something like a bomb is aggression. Have you ever heard of
anything
like that?
Well, it depends on what kind of bomb we're talking
about. Like
a nuclear bomb. Yeah, a nuclear bomb, I think you've got a solid argument that poses an imminent threat to anyone in, you know, a very, you know, large vicinity, whereas a pipe bomb sitting in your garage doesn't.
I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to hold my own here, but I can't go along with that. I don't see the difference between a nuclear bomb and a 12-gauge shotgun.
Seriously?
Yeah, as far as...
You don't see a difference.
There's obviously a difference. a difference.
And if an accident happens with a 12-gauge shotgun, it, at the very worst, would involve someone dying. Probably not more than a couple someones if they happen to be downrange from it. But if an accident happens with a nuclear device, then we're talking about a significant factor of harm.
That's okay. I agree with that 100%.
But
I don't think that is relevant to whether or not I should be allowed to own a nuclear bomb, because I should be.
You can own a you can have a shotgun and you can shoot somebody with it, and you can know that the person you shot was an aggressor, right? Like, that's a possibility with a shotgun. Mm-hmm. You can't use a nuclear weapon except in some very, very extreme circumstances, and expect to kill only an aggressor.
Yeah, that's a good point. So it's not a defensive weapon.
It's not. It's a weapon of mass destruction.
I would like to say that I would like to take back what I said about how I should be allowed to have one, because I definitely should not be allowed to have a nuclear bomb. But nevertheless, we don't need a government making laws telling me that I can't have a nuclear bomb, because the natural order of the universe doesn't cause a lot of nuclear bombs to be built. It's when you bring states in and they start fighting each other, then these weapons start being propagated.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Johnny Ray. It's the government ongoing conflict around the globe that has escalated to the existence of these weapons, to them being created and distributed in the first place. And I guess the question is, you know, I was just talking about putting the marijuana genie back in the bottle. Well, nuclear weapons exist now. So this is It's not an easy question to answer. I'm not expecting anyone to have an answer. But if we do get to the point of people wanting to end this, the state, ending the idea of the coercive monopoly that we know of as the state, what happens to the nukes?
Right. It's a tough question because they exist and they can be built. And one may argue that the only reason nukes haven't been used up to this point is because other nations have them.
Because of mutually assured destruction.
Right. So we had a situation where the United States had an atomic weapon and Japan didn't. And they got used. The United States hasn't gone to war that I can think of, like, directly with a country in the last 7 decades that has a nuclear weapon. You know, there's some saber rattling going on right now with North Korea.
They're always rattling their sabers.
But there's not an ICBM. They don't have a, they can't, they may have a nuclear weapon, but they can't get it from North Korea to here.
There's barely even a get off the launch pad, rocket over in North Korea, apparently, according to a couple of their recent tests.
Yeah, well, you know, again, they've got, I think, 10, and I don't want to see whether all 10 of them fizzle right there on the launch pad. Seems like those are statistics I wouldn't be interested in. So it's not the easiest question to answer because, you know, it's the mutually assured destruction aspect that, you know, kind of perhaps has kept these weapons from being used.
I just know that there's a – I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, you first.
Okay. I was going to say something that is not terribly illuminating. I think there's an overwhelming, as far as these weapons are concerned, the consensus is that they need to be taken care of. And that will happen because people care too much about them. People will, will sequester them, and they won't be used as long as we're not ruled by a bunch of weird bullies and collectivists.
Well, I should agree with you. Go ahead, Stefan.
The reason I bring that up is because when I hear things like that, like, you know, a nuclear weapon is aggression, I think to myself, are they trying to say anything that is designed to harm other people counts as aggression, in which case couldn't a gun technically
be... No, that's not what they're saying. And Mark addressed the reason why, because the gun can be used in self-defense, and most of the time it's.
I would also claim that it's you're going to have a heck of a time convincing me sarin gas is not a threat against innocent people, because how do you use it and only kill aggressors? I suppose you could fill a building up with it or something that's full of bad guys, but it gets when you're talking about weapons of mass destruction, biological weapons, for instance, wouldn't you agree that it would be an aggression for, say, the Center for Disease Control to begin working on a new, more virulent strain of the bubonic plague?
I really don't think so. I think that you need to have an intent to aggress in order to aggress. And if just owning a nuclear weapon is not, you're not intending to aggress, and you cannot aggress without trying to.
I agree with you there, Johnny Ray, but you could certainly say it's negligence and that it couldn't possibly benefit anyone by doing those
research. If you think that you're going to do something with something and there's not going to be a mistake at some point, you're aggressively stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're crazy. So I'd love to talk to you about it a bit more, though.
Thank you, Stefan, for the call. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or Skype in, like Stefan did, at Skype username lrn.fm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here and bring up anything you want to discuss. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom 855. 450-3733, and we've got Skype, so you can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. Still to come, economics in one lesson, a little bit more from Willie Nelson after his comments to Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, about his war on drugs, but also do want to let you know about MyPillow. It's a great pillow. I use it. Mark, you have the MyPillow.
Yep.
It's fantastic. You can get yours with code FTL. You get 50% off, 50% off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it's washable. You can put it in the washer and the dryer. It's a great product, and they stand behind it in a couple different ways. One, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can, if for whatever reason you don't like it, you can send it back to them, and they'll give you your purchase price back. And if you keep it, well, then you can feel good because it's guaranteed to last you for a decade. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL for that 50% off. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we can talk. I know you guys wanted to talk a little more about aggressive weapons, so we can come back to that, too. Jim is on the line, however, listening in Missouri to KWTO in Springfield. Hey, Jim.
Good evening.
Welcome.
I was kind of aroused by your introductory talk about Sessions and his new war on drugs.
Yes.
Of course, we lost the war on drugs, and every new battle ends in failure. And it's time to take another look at what's going on in the rest of the world and how things are really being handled in a much better way in other countries, particularly Switzerland. They set up free heroin clinics, counseled the people who came in, you know, made sure that they got normal doses and not just whatever they could find on the street.
Right.
You know, the drug deals went down. They haven't had an opium overdose in over 20 years. And
wow.
It just makes so much more sense. But no, we got to, each new guy thinks he's tougher than the last guy and he's going to make the war better and win it.
And just fight it harder. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, put more people in prison.
The basic cause of addiction isn't the dealer, it's people feeling isolated and alone and looking for something. And they need medical help, not criminalization.
You're absolutely right. And Johnny, I think you were talking during one of the breaks about a study on some rats. Tell us about that here in a moment. Also, I want to recommend, you mentioned Switzerland, Jim. Are you aware of the experiment with full drug decriminalization over in Portugal?
Very much so, yeah.
Yes, that's another one that anybody...
You know, they followed up after... these people, the reason it's so hard for these other countries to break away is because of pressure from the U.S. And Portugal and Switzerland says, go to hell, U.S., we're going to do it the right way.
And as a result, in Portugal, after about 15 years, I believe, of total decriminalization, meaning that there's no penalty whatsoever for personal possession of personal amounts of any drug at all. And that has resulted in a dramatic drop in the number of addicts in that country because the drug addicts are no longer afraid of going to get help. They're not worried that the doctor's going to turn them in or have to turn them into the police. They'll face criminal charges or, you know, whatever. They can actually go and get the assistance that they need, and it has helped big time. And you know, far fewer people are addicted. Far fewer people are dying. You know, it's all of the things that the war on drugs people supposedly want to accomplish being accomplished in the completely, you know, reverse approach, which is to say to allow people to make choices for themselves and, you know, suffer the consequences just for those choices, not have jail and a ruined life from, you know, being abused by the system thrown on top of all of it.
I just wish every politician in America could read Chasing the Scream. It's a book that goes into where the drug laws originated and exactly what's going on around the world with everything all the way. And the gal that wrote it went into an open mind and in the end concluded that, you know, the war just doesn't work.
Great call, Jim. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you, sir. Yep, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
The only people that think the war on drugs is a good idea are the people who get paid by it.
For sure.
Right. I mean, there are people who speak out of ignorance and haven't looked at the issue thoroughly. You know, maybe they've got a bias of some sort, and, you know, that's what they're going to argue. But it just doesn't work, and it certainly isn't worth the money dumped into it.
I mean, any cursory investigation would reveal to anybody with an open mind that it doesn't work. Now, Johnny Ray, let's talk about that rat park. If you recall that story, you'd mentioned it during the break. You weren't real sure what it was called. Did you look it up? Was it called Rat Park? Was that?
Yes. I had heard about it a few years ago, and then I heard about it recently. In an interview with the author of Chasing the Scream. So some of these Free Talk Live listeners and I have similar tastes in podcasting.
Okay.
Possibly, or books. But in the 60s, experimental psychologists used rats in what are called Skinner boxes to test the effects of drug addiction. And a Skinner box is an unwholesome place to live a life as a lab rat. It's you're boxed in with sheet metal on all sides except for the door that opens to put your food in, mm-hmm. and so forth. And you've got no socialization. You're all alone in a dark hole, 24 hours a day, basically. and they rigged up some of these Skinner boxes to allow the rats to administer drugs to themselves. They tried all manner of drugs from heroin to cocaine, what have you, and they found that the more when the rat sort of discovered what the drug was and what it did to him, his or her use of the drug went up and up. And the
this
and,
is when the rat was alone in the box?
Right. And then some years after, recently, maybe 2009, 2005, somewhere around there, some experimenters built a rat park where loads of rats lived, males and females together, and it was full of rat races and toys and cans
so like
to hide
a paradise,
in.
Like a rat paradise.
Yes. And the drugs were still available to them, and the rats vastly preferred a water and a normal diet over the drug-laced water.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, because they had, you know, they had other things to live for in their life, and they didn't need to escape from the hell that they were in.
That is so interesting that, you know, that same thing that afflicts humans, because that's a big reason why people use drugs.
Desperation,
bad circumstances. Yeah, absolutely.
Bad circumstances. They want to need some kind of escape.
Escapism, for sure. And the Dr. Carl Hart Jr. study of the folks in the hospital that were getting the option to take real, like, nice doses of methamphetamine and pure crack cocaine, they refused to choose that option when given the choice of having a $20 per day reward at the end of this three-week-long study. They could either get one or the other. They could get a $20 credit to when they get out of the hospital, or they could get right then and there, every day, a fresh crack rock of cocaine. And when it was only $5 reward, they were more likely to choose the crack cocaine. But when it was a $20 reward at the end per day, they would not choose the crack and the meth, and they would say, I'll take the money at the end of the study. And at the end of the study, they hadn't done any crack. So same thing. And these were people who'd come from very poor urban areas where they felt defeated, nothing to live for. These were drug addicts. These were not, like, you know, normal folks. These were drug addicts who they brought into the study. So the exact same things, basically the human version of the rat study, or a very similar one. Let's go to Bill. He's listening in Reno. Bill, are you listening to us on the radio there in Reno?
I am. 99.1 FM Talk. Here.
Excellent. I heard we were going to be getting back on KBZZ. Just didn't know that it had happened yet. I know you want to comment on the drug scene, so if you want to stand by, Bill, we're going to come right back to you, okay?
Absolutely.
More coming up here in moments, and welcome to our new listeners there. Former affiliate, back on with us in Reno, KBZZ.
Sweet.
One of the few progressive talk stations left in the nation. We're glad to be back on. You can join us here toll-free. We're live here on Sunday, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next, you need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free here on this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and you may Skype in as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the fact that we are heard on over 160 great radio stations, both progressive and conservative talk stations carry Free Talk Live across the United States. If you like the fact that we're heard, you know, online, if you like the fact that we've got people around the world listening on the internet to the ideas of liberty and around the country on the radio, and you want to help support what we're doing, then please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. We had a great outpouring of support this week after I sent out a letter last week to our supporters and email lists and mentioned on the air that the AMP program was down a bit. We actually had so many come in. I haven't had a chance to get through them all this weekend, so I don't know how much more we gained, but we definitely gained this week. So like a lot of weeks we'll lose a little bit because we'll, you know, gain two new ampers, but we'll lose three, that kind of thing. So we're slowly attritioning amplifiers over the years. This was definitely a big gain week as far as new signups were concerned. So welcome back to people who were re-signing up. Welcome to those who are brand new. And if you're waiting for the official email from me, I'm sorry. I'm still working on processing them. I had to go and see Johnny Ray on stage today. He was in Romeo and Juliet, and it was a 3-hour long play.
Patience perforce with willful color meeting makes my flesh tremble in their different greeting. I will withdraw, but this intrusion shall, now seeming sweet, convert to Bitrist Gull.
You were Tybalt in the play, and it was great. So anyway, that's. I apologize. I had a little bit of fun over at Johnny Ray's engagement today, and I'll get back to work soon. But so thanks to all the people who went to amp.freetalklive.com. If you were thinking about it, we could still use your help. But let's go back to Bill in Reno, listening on former affiliate, back on board with Free Talk Live, KBZZ there in Reno. Welcome, Bill. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, sorry, gentlemen. I said the wrong words. I am on the Dark Matters Radio Network over online, so I apologize.
Oh. Okay.
The thing I was going to mention was that with the scourge of opioid and heavy anxiety disorder medication or anxiety medication, marijuana is very helpful for a lot of people in those situations. And just wanted to mention that. So.
Is that something you've had personal experience with, Bill?
Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, definitely. 13 spine surgeries.
Whoa.
And, yeah, and took opioids for a long time, always chasing pain, and I'm healthier off of them. And with a lot of pain, you generally have a lot of anxiety, severe anxiety, and surgery. So I was on both. And you know, cannabis really helps people in those situations, for sure.
Well, that's what I, you know, it's always interesting to hear people's personal stories about how cannabis has profoundly impacted their mm-hmm. life and their medical treatments.
As far as anxiety goes, I've heard people with anxiety say things to the effect of, it just makes me bananas, because some marijuana can make you paranoid.
Sativa.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've heard, you know, it's certainly done that to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
No, everybody's different. I mean, so all,
absolutely.
You know, all people are different in how they react to treatments like this. And as you pointed out, Bill, there's different types of marijuana. And in the black market, of course, you generally don't know what you're getting. But in the legal marketplace, in the medicinal marketplace, you absolutely know exactly what strain you're getting. And if you find one that works for you, you know which one you can go back to time and time again, unlike the black market, where it's just a crapshoot as far as what the, you know, black market dealer is going to have available.
Yeah.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I guess, you know, even though he wasn't listening to KBZZ, we are going to be back on in Reno is what I hear. Normally I don't like to spill the beans on a radio station that hasn't yet technically signed the agreement with us, but it seems like the gears are in motion there.
Yeah, you've been doing this long enough. You probably know which ones work and which ones don't. And some of them have we've been on for years sometimes before they've signed an agreement.
Not really.
No? There weren't those stations?
There were. That happened once or twice in the past.
That's some.
I guess that's some. But, yeah, I mean, some could sound like larger than what it is.
Okay, I think it happened on two separate occasions.
And it was the same company on
same
those
major
occasions.
Owner that is facing bankruptcy. But
one of them was on with us for so long without an agreement that they actually changed formats before we ever got the agreement. So we never got to count the FM station that we were on in Des Moines.
Yeah,
the whole time. The whole time we were on there. Big 40,000 watt FM.
Did they
talk
never call
station.
In or it must have been out?
We had some callers on that station. Yeah, we just don't say what station it is generally if we don't officially have an agreement
that's
with
the
them.
One thing that you get out of that a station gets out of a contract.
No, you would also, if you're a radio station who signs with Free Talk Live, you would also get support. Meaning if you want to take, if you're running a radio station and you don't want to sign an agreement, we're not going to send lawyers after you. So, you know, by all means, but we're also not going to spend time, you know, cutting what they call liners in the business, which is where, like, when you come back in from a break, you'll sometimes hear, let's say, you know, Rush Limbaugh or some other host on the station. They'll have them playing for like 10 seconds before our show segment starts, or it'll be our voice saying, hey, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You know, so stations sometimes want to have that kind of customization for their shows that they have on, or they'll have us do liners for other shows. So where we'll promote our show in the middle of Rush Limbaugh, right? So if Rush Limbaugh is coming back from his break, they've got maybe some music that plays, and then it's me saying, hey, listen to Free Talk Live tonight at whatever time the station has us on. So if they don't sign an agreement, I'm not going to spend my time on the station like that. Anyway, you can call us up here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're live here on Sunday, the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we were talking about this rat park that you had mentioned, Johnny Ray, where they did a study years ago, and then they did another variant on it more recently that showed that rats, when isolated in a Skinner box, were very depressed. They were likely to self-medicate with heroin-tinged water or heroin-dosed water. They had the choice between just a regular bottle of water and then the heroin water, and they would choose the heroin water constantly, and just getting high constantly.
In the Skinner boxes, in the article that I was reading by Bruce Alexander, who I believe was one of the researchers with Rat Park, mm-hmm. who had also grown up working with the Skinner boxes on the addiction tests, he said that the Skinner boxes had the rat was tethered, had his foot tethered to a lever that would inject him with a syringe, actually.
Whoa.
Instead, yeah, it was more involved than, as I had first heard it, just water.
Wow.
Yeah, but they...
That's crazy.
Yeah, but they would... The loneliness was too much, so they had to do something to escape.
And so, again, not very different from what many humans use drugs to do, which is to escape their everyday, to escape the grind and the toil of their life, the frustrating circumstances that they find themselves in. And then, of course, the war on drugs only makes that worse. You've got somebody who's in a depressed state. You've got somebody who is using drugs addictively. They're feeding some sort of hole inside themselves and trying to fill that with the drugs and those experiences. It never ultimately does, so they're always seeking more. They always got to get high again and, you know, running and chasing after that. And then in that process, they encounter a police officer. And that police officer searches their car, searches their person, does a stop and frisk if they're in some of the big cities out there. Maybe the search was legal or illegal. It doesn't matter. They're going to ruin that person's life even worse. Because not only can they get drugs in prison anyway, so it's not like that's going to necessarily solve their drug addiction problem.
Well, having been in prison, I can say that I didn't see a lot of drugs that weren't marijuana passing mm-hmm. through. So to keep an addiction going would likely be pretty difficult. And even the marijuana was extraordinarily expensive. Ten times street price.
That was back in the old days, Mark. You don't know how they're doing it today.
Well, one would presume they've gotten...
They got drones now.
Their security has gotten better. So I would say that you probably... aren't seeing.
I've still seen stories about guards getting busted here and there.
Sure.
For smuggling.
I believe that there's probably just as many drugs as there were 20 years ago. I'm just saying that, you know, they do increase security over time, and likely that's gotten better. That doesn't mean that there's fewer drugs.
Did you get Captain America comic books baked into a cake for you?
I did not. There was very little, very little comic stuff.
No cakes either, huh?
Yeah. They served cake
in the prison.
But they made it in
Nobody could bring you a nail
kitchen.
File through.
No, that's not happening.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.